Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And welcome to this nameless episode. It's not nameless when you listen to it. I will have figured out how to name it, but at this point of recording, it doesn't have a title yet, so I don't actually know what exactly I'll be calling it. I sort of do know what I want to talk about, though. There are just a couple of things on my mind right now, and I think I want to talk about them and hope that me sharing them will inspire you and give you a good feeling. So the first thing is actually really about this topic I talked about two episodes ago in my to-do or not-to-do episode, which was a Shakespearean reference, sort of. And I talked about quality over quantity, basically. So it was about this question, is it better to do something for the sake of doing it, or is it better not to do it if you can't do it perfectly, basically, in a nutshell. So my stance on this, I'm always a proponent of quality over quantity, but when it comes to action, I'd rather prefer messy action over no action at all. That was kind of what I came up with in this episode, and I still stand by it. Like, it's not about being completely brainless and just doing stuff. It's not about that. It's really about taking thoughtful action, but like acting proactively and actually doing it in the first place, because it's so important to collect information that can really help you grow and learn and make your conclusions that are going to make you better in the future. So action is always a great way to learn. And I always say you either succeed or you learn. And either way, it is going to propel you forward if you are reflected enough and open enough, and if you really figure out what the situation is meant to teach you. So I used to be a perfectionist, and I am a recovering perfectionist, so to say, or close to recovered perfectionist. And what I've learned through letting go of perfectionism is actually that the peace of mind that comes with it, it's priceless. I cannot tell you how much more chill and myself and centered I am, and how good I feel about the tasks I approach just because I don't pressure myself anymore. And just because I let things flow. And if you are struggling with perfectionism, I know how hard it can be. It's really about a very rigid mindset where you can't think openly enough to like step out of your own shell and see that being perfect is firstly not attainable in the long run, and secondly, that it's not at all going to make you a better person if you are perfect. I think perfectionism is a lot about self-worth and a lot about not loving yourself enough, because you use the things you do and you make them the center of your life, and you want to be as perfect as you can to prove to others that you are worthy of love and attention and success and whatever it is that you want. And the truth is, you don't need to be perfect in order to be loved. It took me a lot of time, a long, long time, to realize that and to realize where this wound actually came from, and that it was very deeply rooted in the way that I was raised. Of course, not intentionally by my parents and the school system that kind of propelled that attitude forward, but nonetheless, it was there and it was something I learned. And yeah, it's just important for us to realize that our worth does not depend on outside factors at all. We are worthy of everything we desire just because we are. And there's nothing you have to do in order to be worthy or feel loved. Love and everything that you want is your birthright. So the fact that you are is enough to make you worthy of everything you desire. I hope that makes sense. This is very deeply rooted in the sense of being. So being and being in the moment is really all you have to do to connect to yourself and to connect to that knowledge within you that really tells you that you are enough and that you are good enough. I hope that makes sense. And I hope I was able to express it in a way that transports my thoughts and feelings when it comes to this topic. Now, that was the part of perfectionism that I wanted to cover, of quality over quantity, or however you want to call it. And the second part of this episode is really about the fact that you're going to attract the things and people and situations that are meant for you. And knowing that you're worthy, and that you're worthy of love and success and abundance and everything you wish for, actually makes it a lot easier for you to realize that everything in your life is there to teach you something, and because it belongs to you. I'm not saying that that's true for negative situations as well. There are some people out there, some crazy people who say that you choose your trauma or something. No, you don't. But I strongly believe that you were given this task to face it, to overcome it, because you are strong enough to do so. Whatever it is that you went through, that you are going through, you are strong enough to get through it. We are all so resilient and so strong, and that we can overcome the negativity in our lives and work through that and come out stronger and better and more whole than we can imagine at the beginning of this journey. So I know what it's like to go through really, really, really dark times when you really don't believe that there is light on the horizon. I know what that's like, and it sucks. But we all have the strength in us that gets activated when we are in a tough situation. But that's not exactly what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say was, I strongly believe that the things that are meant for us will find us, and the things that aren't meant for us will leave us. So that creates an extra level of peace of mind. It's not about not trying anymore. It's not about leaving everything to fate or God or the universe or life. It's about going for what you want and knowing that everything happens at the right time and in the right order and in the right way, and that whatever it is that you are supposed to have in your life will not pass you. All the good things that you deserve, that you want, that you wish for, are possible for you to attain, because if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. I feel like I'm dropping so many cliche expressions in this episode. It's crazy, but I only share what I have experienced and what I know to be true. I always encourage people, and I want to encourage myself too, to take action and to go for my goals and dreams, but at the same time have this peace of mind and know that it's going to happen at the right time in the right way. If it's meant to be, it will be. And I strongly believe that we draw the right people into our lives too. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept that they may be thinking differently, or that they may choose different things from us. Like, sometimes people make a decision that you can't really understand and you're wondering why. But that just shows us that each and every one of us has their own world and their own way of thinking and their own kind of experience. And by showing compassion towards that, we grow and we make this world a little better, because by sharing love and compassion, everything becomes better and the world becomes more peaceful. So if you disagree with me, you're free to do so. And if you agree with me, you're also free to do so. There's no judgment here. It's just about letting flow and letting go and letting happen. And I know this was somewhat of an eclectic episode. There were a lot of bits and pieces and things that I care about and that I've learned over the course of my life. Some things sound more cliche than others, but I don't really care. I'm not here to hop on a trend. I'm here to share what I know to be true and right. And yeah, don't let setbacks discourage you from what you want. I just read a super cool quote on Instagram, and it said, "If the plan doesn't work, change the plan, not the goal." So it's about being flexible and strategic and open, and you will reach your goal. You will arrive where you need to be and where you belong. I know this was a lot, and I know it wasn't really in particular order. So I really hope you did enjoy this. And that something stood out to you that you really liked, that inspired you, that gave you a good feeling. I hope overall that my podcast gives you a good feeling and entertains you, but also lets you know that good things are ahead. That's what I want to transport with my podcast episodes, is always this notion of positivity and love. I could talk about self-love all day because I've made such huge leaps in my life when it comes to that. I used to hate myself, really. I used to criticize myself. I used to be really, really, really negative when it came to myself. And I have become so much better at this and so much better at loving and accepting and wholeheartedly enjoying being me, that I know what's possible for other people. So yeah, as I said, I really, really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening to let me know that you like this and that you want more episodes like this. Make sure to subscribe and to recommend this to someone you know. I'll do my very best to structure my future episodes a lot more. This one had a lot of different elements, but I think for a change, that's not even that bad. I still got to express everything I wanted, and that's the most important thing. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you, and I wish you a wonderful time. I'll catch you again on Thursday. Bye.